Researchers observed more than 1,300 lunches at three Virginia elementary schools. Packed lunches were significantly higher in carbohydrates and fat than school lunches. Federal nutritional standards were implemented for school lunches in 2012. Cassandra Vanderwall is a registered dietitian with UW Health. She was not involved in the study. Vanderwall says different factors determine what goes into a lunchbox, like how much money the family has and how much time a parent has. Another consideration is avoiding waste by packing foods they know their child will eat.
So they'll often choose foods that may not be the healthiest, but they know that their child will consume and have the energy they need to work, learn, and play. And those often could be packaged peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, or they could be chips, or they could be juice or sugar-sweetened beverages.
Patty Larabelle is a registered dietitian with Meritor Unity Point. She says what others eat influences kids.
I think it's really important for parents and other caregivers to model healthy eating because whether we like it or not, our children are watching us. So we have an amazing opportunity to help shape our children's lifelong dietary habits.
These latest findings are similar to those released last summer based on elementary schools in Massachusetts. That study found less than a third of home-packed lunches met requirements for fruit, vegetables, grains, protein, and milk. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.